Save big on new appliances at Menards. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliances selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big on Whirlpool appliances at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at Menards.
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
All right, we're going to take this from the top since we had no audio. Okay, all right. Video is good. Can you hear me now before I start again? Okay, good. Now, welcome to the show. It is me. It is me, your girl, Labor Lee, a.k.a. Cat Lee, and...
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
I had to do that over because we were muted. I'm sorry. My apologies. Please forgive me. We got some things to talk about. I told y'all I try to stay away from the political side of things, but we got to talk about it. But before we get started with all of that, it's so much to be heard today. So let me just say the things that I normally say when I start this show, which is you could join the conversation. You can call in or you could text. The number's 443-780-5978. Again, the number's 443-780-5978. Don't mind where I say you could ask me to drop the link because I'm really, really leery about that because it's some weirdos on the internet and I don't have time, boo. I don't have time at all. Nope. Yes, today is Media Monday, boo. Today is Media Monday. We got some things to talk about. Let me get to the other stuff real quick. Okay, so if you would like to come on the show, if you would like to talk to us about business, you got some gab you want to spread my way so I can spread it to everybody else, because I do that because I'm nosy. Or you just would like to say hello, hit us up, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Yes, we are here for it, baby. We are here for it. We'd like to talk to you, say hey. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every... I like the likes more so than anything because if you hit the like button, then I can address that you're here even if you don't want to drop a comment. I can say hey anyway and say thank you for the love. The share and the subscriptions, I love those too. Thank you for those who do share because there's a lot of y'all that share on Facebook. But I don't know. So if you've ever shared this podcast, please hit us up in the comments and let us know that you've done that too so I can shout you all out as well. But I won't know because they never tell me who's sharing. They just say that somebody shared it. So I would like to say hey to you and thank you for sharing. And I would like to say hey to those who like or love this podcast. Thank you. And check out our website. www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. I'm thinking about it. I don't know. Our anniversary is coming up, and I'm trying to figure out how I want to go about sharing love in a different way, like people who listen to the radio station, people who listen, who go to the website and actually visit the website. I would like to shout out the cities, but that'll be a long show. So I don't know. We're going to figure that out. But Like Doc said, honey, let's get started. Today is Media Monday. We got some things to talk about. I think I'm going to leave the political stuff to the end only because I want to be able to say the things that I want to say without any judgment. Oh, shucks. What's up, Rock? I see you in the building. Hi, Rock. Salute to Rock. All right, but let me tell y'all something real quick. Let me put this down for a second. Let me tell y'all. LeBron James is tired of y'all mess. No sports talk, real quick. Okay, Doc said salute to Rock. Yeah, salute to Rock, even though he be playing with me all the time. Mm-hmm, he be playing with me. But listen, LeBron said he is tired of y'all mess, so I'm about to get into it. So LeBron James says his son's mind is already NBA ready. I'm revealing this week that Bronny does not care one bit about your the opinions of haters. but you know, I gotta give a little. Every now and again, I get into my little sports talk. Cat with the sports talk. Let's go. Yeah, you already know what time it is. Every now and again, I come in with my sports talk. But they tired of y'all. Let me tell y'all. In fact, the Lakers superstar said in a sit-down interview with ESPN this weekend, his teenage boy doesn't give up. I can't say it yet, so I won't. But y'all know he don't give one of these about the any of the outside noise. He doesn't. LeBron James said, "Bronny plays. He works his tail off. When he goes home, he plays video games. Typical teenager activity." The criticism of the younger James, of course, has grown exponentially louder in the last few days after the Lakers selected him with the number 55th overall pick in the NBA draft. Many have screamed nepotism and picked apart his game completely. Oh, my Lord, not the baby. Picked apart his game completely. And after a 4-point second for nine from the floor summer league debut on Saturday, the chatter hasn't slowed down one bit. Oh my gosh, the babe, poor baby. It's gotta be hard to be. Well, I'm gonna tell you why it has to be hard and why it doesn't have to be hard. I'm gonna give you some examples in a second, but wait for it. Many have screamed again. Okay, so we did that part already. So we already talked about the nepotism. Okay, so, but according to LeBron James, none of all up it will affect his son, saying he's totally unlike dad in that regard. I actually cared a little bit when I came in, LeBron said. I wanted people to like me. Some of these things people are saying about me kind of, some of the things that people were saying about me kind of bothered me early on in my career. I let it get to me. He does not care about nobody's opinion, that is. He doesn't even listen to that stuff, LeBron continued. He's like the complete opposite of dad. His dad will say something, Bronny does not care. So he taking out for his boy. He ain't playing with y'all. LeBron went on to praise Bronny for having the drive to make it this far in his career because, as he put it, the former USC star had all of the choices in the world due to his situation at home. I had no choice, LeBron James explained. I had to make it out here, make it out for me, my mom, my family, my hometown, and my city. Bronny did not play in the Lakers' second summer league game Sunday due to knee soreness. It is unclear if he'll suit up for the team's third matchup with LA when LA takes on the Miami Heat. All right, listen here. There's so many levels that you can look at this from. Hold on. Let me get this real quick. So many levels that you could price a famous parent. It is. But listen, let me say this. Kobe had a famous dad, too. Kobe's dad played in the NBA, too. He also played overseas as well. Who else? I'm trying to think. It's like this is the generation of baller players, their children playing in the NBA. It was different back in them days when LeBron was coming in. It was even different when Kobe came in and he had a dad who played. Steph, these are the things that you deal with when your father plays in the NBA. Steph Curry's father played in the NBA. We are not going to act like Bronny is the first child to ever play in the NBA. After his father, it happens. And so, but on the other side, LeBron and them have to understand that people are going to talk because people always have something to talk about. Hell, people have been talking about him for years, how he liked to flop all the time and his attitude problems and stuff like that. This is not new. So it was to be expected. And especially when your son is playing on the same team that you're playing on currently because you're still in the league and he's coming into the league. So it was to be expected. But if you look at it like this, look at Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Jr. played on the same team. It happens. It's not the first time that's ever happened. I do not feel it's nepotism, but I ain't worried. Other folks do this for their kids. Let us black folks get it too. But again, this is not the first time that this has happened. I just brought up two Black people, two iconic Black people, Ken Griffey, Ken Griffey Jr. They played on the same team. Although it was baseball, they played on the same team. It happens. How? Let's talk about the white people. Let's talk about the Ripkins. I know that that story personally because guess what? I'm from Baltimore. Cal Ripken played. Cal Ripken's brother played and his father played. What are we doing here? What are we doing? What are we doing? So I just thought that was important to talk about. I think it's because LeBron has been bigger than life when it comes to basketball. His name is in the elite when it comes to the basketball department. So, but what are we doing? Oh, I wasn't finished because I had one more I had to get off on the sports talk. Yeah, but what are we really complaining about? The man wants the best for his boy. We can't really be mad at him wanting the best for his boy. We all want the best for our children. I want the best for my child, for sure. It was one more person I wanted to talk about, and I just drew her in real quick. So excuse me while I look for her story real quick. But like, what are we talking about? I'm not supposed to want, okay, here we go. I'm not supposed to want the best for my kid. I just don't understand what y'all want from me. Hold on. Oh, wrong one. We'll talk about, anyway, we were going to talk about Angel Reese. Her dynamic, and I'm talking about her because she's also a fellow Baltimorean. Stop playing with her. Y'all always sleeping on Baltimore low-key, but we've had a lot of elite basketball players that came from Baltimore City, so don't ever get it twisted. Bugsy, Sam, we had a few. So we've had a lot, actually, so don't do us, but don't do us. But congratulations to Angel. Stop playing with her. She's not the one to be played with, and she's protected in this city. Yeah, she is. So let's move on. I just wanted to throw her in real quick. She is accomplishing so much when it comes to the basketball game. It was close. I was getting close today. I had to catch myself. Listen, speaking of that, why did I see the other day a clip from 50 Cent, Keith Sweat, and I'm trying to think who the other person was on there, and they was talking about the Rick Ross incident. And why was Keith Sweat in there clowning with everybody else? It's crazy. Clowning Rick Ross. It's crazy. Let's talk about Tom Hanks' son, Chet Hanks. Now, if you don't know about, you saw it too. Yeah, it was crazy, right? Oh my gosh, it was crazy. I was like, Keith Sweat, what are you doing in this? Okay, whatever. But they were talking about the incident in Canada. It was crazy. Let's talk about Tom Hanks' son real quick, Chet Hanks. Oh my gosh, let's get to it. So Chet is hitting back at the people using his white boy summer catchphrase to promote hate and bigotry, saying they've warped his good intentions. That's what he says. That's not what Hot Boy Summer is. So Tom Hanks and Rena Wilson sign. Let's get to it. He said that's not what it is. He don't like that y'all using his Hot Boy and White Boy Summer. So Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson's son reacted Wednesday to a New York Times piece highlighting the tagline growing popularity among white supremacists. Oh my gosh, I get it, Chet. I get it. Because if you've ever seen Chet, you've ever heard Chet speak, he's not a supremacist. He like him brown around. But anyway, as Chet put it, he in no way co-signs the way he phrases, his phrase has been co-opted by hate groups. I feel you, Chad. He adds, White Boy Summer is a lighthearted saying as well as a song, which he describes a celebration of fly white boys who love beautiful queens of every race. He tired of y'all too, apparently. Chet reiterates, if the phrase gets twisted into something to support any kind of hate or bigotry against any group of people, it is deplorable and he does not condone it. Oh, wow, Chet. It didn't take long for his fans to respond to his message as they applauded him for speaking out and for clarifying where he stood on the issue. Oh, Chet. Yet it isn't the first time Chet has had to address his viral meme, previously explaining on Channel 5 with Andrew, that the catchphrase, a play on Megan Thee Stallion's Hot Girl Summer, was meant to promote interracial relationships. I told y'all, Chet like him, brown around. Chet, who's been accused of cultural appropriation for frequently speaking with a Caribbean accent, was also confronted by a comedian on her Showtime show when she asked if he wanted to apologize. He refused at the time. He also as he believed he hadn't done anything offensive. Chet has never been afraid to speak his mind. For example, this week he revealed even cokeheads told him that he needed to chill out during his addiction struggles. So yeah, Chet said, I like them brown around and I don't care. And he said that he is going to have a hot boy summer with some chocolate and with some melanin toned women, and he don't care what y'all say. But he said that he is not in alignment with supremacists using his slogan. He's not for it. White boy summer does not mean what they're trying to make it out the same. If you don't know Tom Hanks, I think he has two sons. One is an actor currently. He looks a lot more like his dad than Chet does. Chet looks like a mixture of his mom and dad, but Chet said he likes what he likes and he ain't apologizing for that. But what he is going to say is that y'all not get ready to play with him real quick. But let's move. Y'all not get ready to play with him. He like his melanin sisters. So Petty Boots, aka Caligula. If you don't know who that is, if you're new to the show, I'm gonna explain to you who Petty Boots is, aka Caligula is. Drake. That's who Petty Boots is. He was spotted at the all-white party this past weekend. So Drake's white party appearance could have gotten real awkward given his beef with Kendrick Lamar. But we're told the DJs played it safe. I'm staying far from K-Dot's discography. Doc said, oh boy, listen, you know Petty Boots is in there somewhere. It's been an eventful weekend. I mean, I'm just saying. So sources with direct knowledge say that everyone who dropped, who popped up on the turntables at Michael Rubin's famous Hampton soiree passed on playing Anything by Kendrick. I bet. He probably said that before he came to the event, though. Like, I'm not coming if they're playing Kendrick. And the DJs weren't only Drake-friendly folks in the attendance, by the way, because it's been said that Lil Wayne, Travis Scott, and Quavo all put up to the event. Of course, Travis and Quavo did. And they were all on good terms with Drizzy. Sources say, now I heard, I'm gonna tell you what I heard after I finish this because I heard some otherwise too. Our sources say that the main DJ was a dude in Travis's crew too, and that he and Drake get along, so there were never any concerns that the white party might turn into a red brawl. Oh my gosh. So we had Quavo, we had Drewski, Mark Rubin, Tom Brady, a couple of other people. Yeah. Okay. As we're told, Michael Rubin's 4th of July annual Hampton White Party took place on Thursday with some of the biggest celebs in the world, like Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, I just said Tom Brady, Megan Thee Stallion, Lala Anthony, Glorilla, Emily, whatever her last name is, whatever. We don't know who she is. And more pulling up to the big event. Ruben posted a pic alongside Drake on Instagram, and the pic got fans to wonder if anyone dared to play the hit diss track Not Like Us at the event. They did not. Seems nobody made the hip hop faux pause at, you know, Mike Rubin's lavish event. Of course they wouldn't. Now, I heard from Lil Wayne's mouth that the only person that showed him love was Glorilla. And that's who he shouted out. So I don't know if this, you know, what they're saying is true all the way. But I heard from Lil Wayne's mouth that the only person that really came up and popped up and showed him love and was Glorilla. Wasn't no Drizzy showing him no love. Wasn't all of that. Lil Wayne said the only person that showed him love was Glorilla. Patty Yap. If K Dot, Doc said Patty Yap. If K Dot plays, I'm going home. I'm just saying. I feel like when he got the invite, he was like, I'm not coming if they play that song. I really feel like that's what he said. And they was like, oh, no worries, no worries. So any DJ that was booked for this event, because they didn't just step up and like, I'm a DJ. They were booked. They were paid to do their job at this event. I think Michael Rubin put the word out. Nobody plays this song. Drake is coming. I'm going to be honest with you. That's how I feel about it. But like I said, Lil Wayne said that the only person that showed him love at that event was Glorilla. He didn't mention Drake. He said the only person, this verbatim, the only person that came up and really showed me some love was Glorilla. So could it be that maybe Drake has some harsh feelings for Lil Wayne, because all the people don't mess with him, but they still mess with Wayne. You know what I'm saying? But Wayne tried to warn him. He said, don't go in here doing stuff that you don't have to do. Just be who you are. And guess what Petty Boots did? Be everybody but himself. Mm-hmm. Be everybody but himself. That's what Petty Boots, a.k.a. Caligula, did. He done had every accent in the world. I feel like. But you know, sometimes, let me see, Glow cool with Meg, Petty Boots not cool with Meg. That's true. That I didn't think about it like that. Glow really is cool with Meg. They homies. It's a Southern girl thing. But they are homies. And he not cool with Meg. You're right. But what does that have to do with Meg? I mean, with Lil Wayne. I mean, Glow is cool with Meg. Petty Boots is not cool with Meg. All right, I get that part. So I'm quite sure that they didn't intermingle at the party. But Lil Wayne, though, is it because Wayne is just not getting in nobody bullcrap? Which, that's a Libra thing. I don't think that's a size. Remember, that's my birthday. I can be cool with whoever the fuck I want to be cool with. They didn't do nothing to me. I'm not going to fight your battles. You chose this battle. This is a battle you put yourself in. Even the Meg battle was a battle that you put yourself. You included yourself in that because of Tory. But you, I wanted to put that on. Petty Boots is cool with Tory because they're both Canadians. But you didn't have to insert yourself in that. You could have stayed out of that too. Don't have nothing to do with Wayne. So Wayne's sidestepping. I think Wayne is just been like, this ain't got shit to do with me. Where's the smoke at? I really believe that wholeheartedly, because that's how it occurred. I'm not getting ready to be fighting your battles. And I learned the hard way not to do that shit. Excuse my language. Oh, no, I think I can cuss me. I learned the hard way not to do that shit, because I'm going to give you an example. used to have a, what I used to think was a homegirl until I found out all the shiesty shit she was doing too. Used to have a homegirl. She would run her mouth all the time. Petty Whoops would run her mouth all the time. And then she would go and run her mouth to the wrong people. And now these people want to fight her. Then you call me up. I had plans that night. So it was, I was going somewhere. I had a date and I was not breaking my date to come fight your battles when you shouldn't have been running your mouth to this big ass girl. And you know, you cannot fight. So you called out, I have a homegirl, also used to be my homegirl. You called somebody else and they went with you and she got injured. You didn't really get injured. See what I'm saying? Like, no. So I get where Wayne is coming from. I'm not get ready to fight your battles for you. Don't run your mouth. How about that? Wayne knows, Doc said Wayne knows Kendrick won. Yeah, Kendrick won. But at the end of the day, Drake gonna be all right. It just... nobody's going to believe nothing he says. Nobody is like, nobody believes him now. All right, let's speak of Petty Boots, his label mate. Nicki Minaj canceled a show in Romania because of what she deems as safety concerns, which we're going to get into it. So Nicki Minaj show won't go on in Romania because she just pulled the plug on her concert, saying that her security detail tells her it's not safe. The singer-songwriter announced the news less than an hour. Well, this is yesterday. So this was yesterday. She released the news yesterday. Letting millions of followers know that she won't hit the stage in Eastern Europe because her team says the protests in the area could explode into violence, which I don't know that that's a concuss now. Thank you. Thank you, Doc. You are free to curse around the country. Southwest Airlines reference. Thank you, Doc. I was ready. Now, out of concern, this is what Nicki says. Out of concern for the well-being of our team and myself, I've been advised by my security detail not to travel to Romania's festival tonight due to the safety concerns regarding protests in the area. I look forward to seeing you all another time. As a mom, I have to make sure that I'm making sound decisions for me to make it home to my son. And for my team to make it home to their families. To not heed the advice of security at this time is simply not what I think I should be doing. I love you and I thank you for understanding and support. I'm very excited to see fans on Friday in London for another very special headlining show at Wireless Festival. I'm not mad at her about this, though. I'm not mad at her because, like, she is a mom, and she has to think about that, and you don't know what might happen while you're there. You don't know. You never know. So I'm not, I don't really have any negative to say about her decision. She has to think about her being a parent first. Like, that's like working a regular 9-to-5 job, and you know it's going to be some craziness. You want to get back home to your child. You do. Makes sense. Don't want no one in a bad situation. And she not even looking out just for herself. She looking out for her team, too. That's commendable. I don't have no beef with what she got going on. I don't got no beef. So shout out to Nicki Minaj for that. Making sure your peoples is good. That's what you're supposed to do. Make sure your peoples is good. I wouldn't want nobody that's on my squad to be in no dangerous situation that, you know, will be out of their control, but whatever. Let's get to the Diddler real quick. The Diddler is back on the radar. He was back on the radar Friday night, but this time he was seen boarding his jet to fly to town as his federal trafficking case continues to loom over his head. I told y'all they are not playing with him. I told y'all that they have contacted him to let him know that his case would be going under a grand jury. I told y'all, the feds do not play. If they spent their money to raid two, not one, of this man's house, well, technically three, then they're coming. All right, but the rap mogul posted a new video on his Instagram story showing him walking toward his private plane at an airport with a mat on the ground that reads Combs Air. Diddy briefly stopped and turned to the pilot standing in, turned to the pilot while stating, "What up? How you doing?" He then gave the pilot a fist pump, bump before climbing a flight of stairs into the aircraft and mumbling, "No place like home." So is the jet his new home? Is that what he's saying? It's the first time that he has posted on his IG since wiping it clean late in June following his apology to his ex, Cassie, for beating the hell out of her on video that was broadcasted around the world amid his criminal probe. Yo. Woo! As you know, Diddy is under federal investigation for alleged trafficking and narcotics trafficking, as well as firearms-related offenses. Prosecutors have conveyed federal grand jury to try to bring an indictment against Diddy. I told y'all they're not playing. They are serious. They are coming for this man. The grand jury will weigh testimony from witnesses and other evidence before voting whether to indict Diddy, although it's clear, it is unclear what, if any, charges will be handed down. So that's what the grand jury is for. That's what it's for. Diddy has also faced a flood of lawsuits, including one from Cassie, which was quickly settled, mainly accusing him of essay offenses. Diddy has denied any wrongdoing. Meanwhile, the last time Diddy was spotted was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where he went whitewater rafting last week. Listen, I keep telling y'all that they are coming for this man. I don't care what you say, how you say. Somebody tried to do that to me the other day. Wait a minute. Doc said the dealer doing a test run for Escape Shake 'em. I hope not. Because I think they're going to get him before he even, I feel like they, whatever. But somebody tried to debate with me the other day about this whole situation. And what I tried, and they told me I'm a passionate person first and foremost. When I'm talking about something, especially something I know because, well, I kind of involved myself in a situation. It's news, so I'm involved in it, right? Especially when I know what I know and I know the facts and I'm reading the cases and I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I know. And this person knows above all about how the feds work. So I'm just like, how are you debating with me about what's going to happen to Diddy? Even if he doesn't, they're going to make him deplete all of his money. It's one or the other. So he's going to be really poor at some point in time. He's going to have to sell all his assets slowly but surely. And FYI, he also, it's been reported that he sold the house that got raided, or he put the house up for sale that got raided in LA. So I'm just saying. And then it's like, that house has been raided. I don't know if I would want to buy the house, to be honest. You ain't never heard of Diddy rafting, have you? No, wait. So while whitewater rafting, he also test running, faking his own. Doc, you are crazy. You ain't never heard of Diddy rafting, have you? No, I have never. But again, I don't know what that man doing. He might have done it before. I don't know. I've never heard of it though. He said, "Mama say, Mama Simon Makusa." You saw. Mama say, Mama Simon Makusa. But I don't know how you can debate with me about something that I'm and I have to report on a regular basis. But I kind of see where they go on with it. I want to find the other thing that I wanted to talk about. So we're going to talk about this for a second while I find it. But we saw, we've seen what has been going on. This is not new. And if you watch the show, then you'll understand why I'm passionate about you going against everything that I'm saying. I reported on Diddy houses getting raided. I reported on the lawsuits that Diddy has. I read the lawsuits out loud to the audience. So before you come trying to talk to me about some shit that you don't know, pay attention to what I got going on before you talk to me. And you could talk to anybody else about it, but before you talk to me about it, know what you're talking about. And then make sure that when you come correct. Don't come with no side ass, what you think. Come with the facts. Of what you know, because I'm gonna put you in your place. I'm sorry, that's just how I get down, especially if you're wrong. You're wrong and you are trying to convey to me so you can make me change my opinion on the situation. No, you won't. So I want to get into this Trump sentencing thing, because it seems like this whole thing. And well, one is, you know, they had the Essence Festival recently, and then the young lady, what she call her, her name is Jasmine, but what did she call the other lady? Botch Butch. I don't know what she called. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I can't think of what her name is right now. But anyway, one thing that she made a valid point on was everybody keeps talking about how Biden is old, and Maxine Waters came out and was like, hell, I'm older than Biden, and she's been in the Senate. But this is the thing. The difference between her and Biden. Biden gets a 4-year term, right? She obviously keeps getting reelected. So they got her back. But I don't know that people got Biden's back the way they got her back. So that's another thing. But let's just go with this one right quick. Judge delays Trump's hush money sentencing until at least September. After high court immunity ruling. So what I don't understand about this, and I'm not going to read, that was just one of the headlines I wanted to go with. And hold on, that's another one. So judge alters Trump's gag order, letting him talk about witnesses, jury after hush money conviction. Listen to these headlines. It's like crazy to me. There we go. Thank you, Doc, because I was trying to think of her last name and I could not think of it. Jasmine Crockett from Texas. You knew what I was saying, though. She talked about that white lady who tried to come for her. Boo, you're not ready for that life. Not when, and she got the bitch working out now because she talked about her body so bad. And it's a t-shirt. And it's merch now. Stop playing. Don't play. So Republicans move at Trump's behest to change how they will oppose abortion. I can't say it any other way. Let me see. There was something else I wanted to say. I wanted to add all of these in. Okay. Big wins for Trump and sharp blows for regulation mark. Momentous. I can't even get it out. Court Supreme term. Listen. If that man can run for president, and I think I totally agree with this statement. I'm not the first one to say it. A lot of other people are saying this too. If that man can run for president as a convicted felon, he's been found guilty. He's a felon. If he can run for president as a felon, I agree that there should be no have you committed a felony on any job application at this point. He's held and he's running to hold the highest seat in the United States. If he can do it, then there should be no, that should not be a question. He is a felon, right? Yes, he is. Doc said, yes, he is a felon. There should be no reason why when a man who has been convicted of a felony go to a job, fill out an application, and have to check whether or not he's a felon if that man can run for president. You are changing all the rules of democracy. I promise you, you are. There should be no man out here that is a convicted felon who has already served his time, by the way. This man has not served any time yet. He hasn't even been sentenced. But these men go out here every day, look for jobs. They tell you, oh, you need to get a job. You need to do this. So you need to turn your life around. When they try, on the application, it's a lot of men out here who have marked no and just to get the job, just to be fired because they checked no because they lied about being convicted felons. Then you got the men who don't lie about being convicted felons and don't get the job because they are a convicted felon. That's crazy to me, but this man could still be the president. Are you out of your fucking mind? Are you out of your fucking mind? This will hold white collar crime different. I don't care what kind of crime it is. If you are a Doc said, I'm gonna read what Doc said real quick. This will hold white collar crimes different from violent and drug crime felonies. A felony is a felony is a felony. That's like a lie is a lie is a lie. You can't tell me a little white lie is, no, it's a lie. It's a lie. So he's a felon. I promise you, there should be no reason why no man should not be able to get a job because he's a felon. If that man can hold the highest seat in democracy as a president. That should be off. That's the highest seat. I don't care if it's a white collar crime. He's been convicted. He's been convicted. I don't care. Y'all got to wipe that clean. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. You got to wipe that clean. You got to stop giving these men a hard time when they really out here trying to change their lives and then wonder why they go back to the streets. Why? Because you don't hold everybody to the same standards. A white crime, blue collar crime, criminal crime. I don't care. He's a criminal. He's a criminal. He broke the law. He's a felon. You can't candy coat that shit on for me. I'm sorry. If you did your time, I agree. But he ain't did no time. That's my point exactly. That is my point exactly. Thank you, Doc. That is my point exactly. They have done their time. They have done their time, came out here and tried to rehabilitate their lives. This man has not been sentenced yet, but he has been convicted and done no time, but yet he can still run for the highest seat. No, that doesn't make sense to me. There's no way nobody could explain that to me to where as though it's going to make sense to me. So he shouldn't be able to hold the top seat. He should not be able to have, I mean, he's already a businessman, so you can't take his businesses away because they his businesses. But when it comes to that job right there, that's the top job. If he can be the president and a convicted felon, then you need to wipe that question off of every job application from now on. That's all I'm saying. Because they served their time. They paid their debt to society, and they're just trying to come out here and rehabilitate their lives. This man has not served time, but he has been convicted and found guilty. He is now a felon. And they're postponing it so he can run for president. That's like crazy to me. That's insane to me. I'm sorry. That's fucking insane. Two justice systems and different punishments. Sadly, it's always been the case. That's always the case. That's always the case. And it's crazy. This country, as much as I love being from the United States of America, sometimes I'm highly disappointed. Sometimes I am, because how? So that was the last thing I want. I told y'all I try not to get into politics too heavy because I'm passionate and people feel like I'm angry. Well, in this case, I might be a little angry because I know a lot of felons. And I know how hard it is for them to get out here and to find jobs because they have felonies. And it's not fair for this man to be able to hold the highest seat or run for the highest seat for that matter and be a felon. I'm just saying. So you elect him, then you need to wipe that question. He might wipe it, that question clear, though. I don't know. We don't know. Anyway, it's time to get to the live notes. I need to call. I need to turn on some air, y'all, because I got a little heated just now. A little hot. Chill, child. I got a little hot. The audacity of it all. The audacity of it all. Like, are you serious? Anyway, let's get to these. Do anybody watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, I appreciate you guys so much. Hit that like button so I can show you love. Big love to Rock. Big love to Doc. I love you guys to death. Y'all know that. But this list right here, this is not y'all. Sorry, I'm going to find something else for y'all. Yeah, I do, Doc. I need to. Hold on before we get to the mama say, mama sa, mama kusa, because I do not want to bring this negative energy to my loved ones. You right. Whew. All right. I got hot. Because it's like, I know how many felons I know that be out here really trying to find jobs, and they won't hire them because they're felons, and this man can run for the highest seat in the country. That's just nuts. Anyway, okay, mama say mama side, mama side. But anyway, this list is not for y'all. As much as I love y'all, I gotta find something else for y'all. Because the love notes, that's for my listening audience. They are all over the world. They come back, they listen, they don't know what I look like. First of all, I appreciate you guys for that part, because you could just come for the looks, but y'all don't come here for that. Y'all come to hear what kind of crazy shenanigans I'm going to say out of my mouth. And I love y'all for that. So this is the love notes is specifically for my listener audience. By anniversary day, I'm going to have something for y'all that watch the show live, because I feel like y'all need y'all own special category. You feel me? But the love notes, let's talk about how we got to the title of the love notes. The love notes, I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. And then we used to go back and forth for a minute about it. And then we came to the compromise that we would call it show notes. It makes sense. I mean, I keep saying show notes. Doc, I want you to win all the way. Love notes. We came to the compromise and we called it love notes. It might be because of that whole thing I just discussed. But yeah, we came to the compromise, and now we call it love notes. He also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not, but I did have a lot of papers. It did have a lot of city, states, and countries on it. And so, yeah, I used to read from it, but I don't do that no more. I don't do that anymore. I show love. Doc, I'm going to read that in a minute. I show love to them a different way now. I have gone green, so let's get to it. It's all love. Thank you for all of the love. Man, I love you guys. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Brussels. Hi, baby. Babies. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something at the end of this. I love you guys. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Mwah! I love you all. Thank you for all of the love. I appreciate you guys so much. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, babies. I love you too. Thank you for all of the love. I appreciate you. Last but not least, Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, and Sweden. Hi. Thank you for the love. I appreciate you guys so much. You guys are extraordinary, and I love you so much. I know I sound like the little girl. If you ever watched Looney, what was that? Looney Tunes. No, don't. Yeah, I think it was Animaniacs. I sound like the little girl. I just want to love him and hug him and squeeze him and pet him. I sound like her right now. I'm sorry. But listen, y'all, I don't know how this turned into a competition, but it did, the love notes. Because some of y'all be like, we get right get back on our top six. And I appreciate y'all for that. I love it. It's amazing. Thank you so much. So much. I love you guys so much. Thank you for all of the love. It's extraordinary, and I appreciate you for it. Oh, I want to give y'all the number of what we need to reach our 15,000 milestone, which is what we're shooting for. We need 1,442 more downloads and we will be at our 15,000 milestone. Hopefully we'll reach that by our anniversary date. I'm not sure, but I hope so. I hope so, so much. I do. So that's a couple of things I had to tell y'all about that. Animaniacs, it was. Don't I sound like her right now, though? I just want to love him and hug him and squeeze him and pet him. And I call my daughter that, by the way, because that's how she is with animals. Tell them felons to run for office. They can make the changes. It'll be interesting. I feel like they should. I feel like they should, Doc. I really do. I really feel like they should. Animaniacs, yeah, I promise you. I promise you. I sent you topics since the bag empty. Okay, awesome. Awesome. I'm going to go check my email now so I can get it together because we're never going to move all the way away from music, but I do need to make sure, double check and make sure that we don't repeat things. We're never going to move away from movies. Actually, and what we're about to start discussing, we're going to be discussing the 80s and the 90s, things that, you know, toys that we played with, shows that we watched, freaking fashion that we wore, also movies that were prevalent in those times. So you never know what you're going to get with us. Rock, what are you talking about, baby? Okay. We got a new person. Simon Hectic. Hi, Simon. Welcome. Welcome to the show. But we will be getting into some things. So make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night for the tap in. And then we'll discuss some things for a while. And then after the love notes, we will be doing the final exam. I'm afraid. I'm always afraid. I'm always afraid because we never know what Doc is going to put in this final exam. That's Professor Doc, by the way. Drop the link. What link am I dropping, baby? If you watch it from YouTube, it'll be on YouTube. I'm not dropping the link. Oh, you are requesting for me to drop the link. I told you guys I vet people. So I don't just drop the link for anybody because some people, not saying you are, babe, but some people on this internet are widows and I don't have time for it. I do not, and I'm gonna tell you that in a minute. But yeah, so we will be discussing some stuff tomorrow. When it comes to the tap in, and then we will have the final exam. I'm still the champ. Although Doc is catching up because I've been doing poorly and I got to free my bitches, the Harleys. I do. I got to free them bitches because they've been in prison for a minute. Yeah, I'm scared. Simon, I'm scared because there's some weirdos out here in this world. So now I vet people because I've seen too many Peter Wieners and Tanker Wankers. If you want to know what those are, I'm going to say the politically correct part of it, penises. And I'm good. Are you saying one? You saying them all? I don't need to see that. Doc said, free Harley Quinn. Free the Harley Quinns. I got to free my bitches because they out here in prison. I got to break them out. I got to break them out. Doc, I got to break them out because I've been doing horribly by them. My girls, I love you, Harleys. I'm gonna try my best to break y'all out tomorrow. I promise. Because my Harleys can't be in prison. I mean, they're bad girls, but they can't be in prison. Till it's backwards. Listen, I don't have time for this. Doc has made these final exams extra hard now, so yeah, whatever. I have, Simon, don't laugh at me. I've seen too many peanut weeders and tanker wankers for one lifetime. If you've seen one, you've seen them all. I don't need to see anybody else's, and that's how I feel. So that's why I vet people now. Want me to drop the link for, and then we will go there. But there's some things I also have to say really quickly. Too many. You've seen one, you've seen them all. I'm not impressed. I am not impressed. It doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't do anything for my audience. I got a lot. It doesn't do anything. We don't want to look at that. So you can always join the conversation. I know it say, ask me to drop the link and I might. It's a big, I might though. But you can always join the conversation by calling in or texting the numbers 443-780-5978. I'm sorry, I get winded sometimes. Forgive me. I'll read your text. I'll punch you and you'll be live on air, but I'm leery about dropping the link. People are weirdos. I dropped the links for who I'm supposed to drop the link for. You want to come on the show? Hit us up. Contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Contact@ambitiouslyent.com. We need every like, share, subscription we can get. I really like the likes more than anything. One is because it's a great way for me to shout you out for hitting the like button. Secondly, and let them know we here. We ain't going nowhere. Because my DJ says, and you all should tune in on a Friday. My DJ will let y'all know we will be here forever. And forever. Well, I'm not going to keep going. But yeah. I do not take video requests or music requests. These are the reasons why. One is, I have permission to play every music video that I play on this channel. Written, visual, audio, you name it, I have permission. I do not play videos that I do not have permission to play because I don't want to get in trouble. Simple, not heavy. Secondly, my DJ does his thing for us every week. He come, he give us a live, hot, fire-ass mix. And if I take one request, then I mean I'm taking all requests, and I'm not doing that. Not to him. Don't play with my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. No, don't play with my DJ, but tune in on Fire Fridays, enjoy the vibe, and relax. Boom Bat at his best. Don't play with him. Join a coffee community so I don't have to wait to cuss. I be wanting to cuss all the time because I cuss like a sailor, and I'm getting tired of waiting. So join a coffee. And I would like to have some intriguing, titillating conversations about some of the things that we talk about on the show, but I want to do it without any restrictions, without any censorship. So join our coffee community, coffee.com, ambitiouslyent. Everything with me is ambitiouslyent, by the way. So you can just Google us. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. I just shouted out my DJ, but I'm going to shout him out again because, oh, no, that's not what I want. I'm going to shout him out again because he's a hell of a DJ and he holds it down for this podcast and we love him over here. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my, and that's my, all right. And let us know how you feel about the mixes. He would like to know. He's on here. He watches your comments during the show. Let him know how you feel about it. And I'm going to put this on the screen. Although I feel like I should not put this on the screen because it's underneath my name. Wrong way. It's underneath my name anyway, but I'm going to put it, I'm going to just throw it up there. If you want to donate to the show, $A, ambitiouslyent on Cash App. Okay, I said it. Now let me get back to these comments real quick. Y'all know I love my DJ. I don't play about him. Okay, and I got my peoples, they be looking too. Doc said on page review, Simon seems legit at the moment. Okay, and then he says, actually, no, this is why we vet people. Because people are weirdo, still under review, okay. Simon needs a more in-depth vetting. I'ma look at the socials, okay. All right, see, Doc be on point. Doc, don't play that. Because we don't want to see nobody Peter Weeders. I keep telling y'all that. We don't need that. We have conversations over here. Like, tomorrow's the tap-in. We're going to have conversations and stuff over there. And we're going to do the final exam. And then Wednesday, we're going through these court cases because I'm tired of you trifling-ass motherfuckers who be out here just bringing harm to people. We don't need that in our life, so... We take what we do over here very serious. But Simon is here. Okay. Simon is here. Simon, I'm going to put my email address up there. You can hit me up on my email address. Otherwise, you can call in and everybody's going to talk. We can talk. Okay. Well, I'm going to put my email address one more time up here for you. And we'll talk about it and see what you want to talk about. How about that? Contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Contact@ambitiouslyent.com. because that's where you go at. But yeah, we definitely vet people over here. I've seen one too many tanker wankers, Peter Weeders. The real term for penises. You seen one, you seen them all. I'm not interested. So yeah, that's why we vet people over here now. But Doc will tell you, we just don't play that over here. But make sure y'all join us tomorrow night for the tap in and the final exam. We need that in our life. Hold on. Okay. I see your email too. I see your email too, Doc. Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. Give me 1 second. But yeah. So that's why we do what we do. I'm trying to make sure that I put it up. I make sure I got Doc's topics because we're doing this, y'all. But yeah, that's why we just don't let anybody on the show because it's some weirdos out here and we don't want that vibe over here. I'm welcome to let anybody on, but now I have to vet people because, like I said, we've had some weird experiences on our YouTube channel, and I just don't have time for it. I can put this away, too. I don't have time for it. But, y'all, it's time for me to say... oh, wait. I got to get through what Doc said real quick. Doc said, we worldwide. Don't get upset, Petty Boots. You may not be like us. Oh, he's definitely not like us. But we all worldwide around this bitch. Stop playing with us. We worldwide. Even in Petty Boots neck of the woods, we are worldwide. So yeah. Hi Canada, I love you so much. I don't have no beef with Petty Boots, but he does have a propensity for being petty. So I call a spade. Don't get mad at us. Don't get mad at us. And I'm not gonna not like Kendrick's song because it's a good fucking song. And he told no lies. What do you want from me? I'm not doing it. I'm top flight, catch the vibes. Felons run for office. Yes, because if that felon can run for office, all of the felons can run for office. How about that? Hold on. You don't see my email address scrolling at the bottom of the screen, babe? And it's in my subscription below, or and you watching on YouTube, so it's below. Or you can go to our website, www.ambitiouslyent, and leave a message on our page, because you can do that there too. But anyway, Doc said, top flight, catch the vibes, felons run for office. You know what would work, new perspective. I'm just saying. Simon, the email address is contact@ambitiouslyent.com. And while I say the things that I have to say, I'm going to put my website up there so you can know how to get to me from there. Because you can get to me from wherever. I got it popping, baby. I'm sorry. Oh, and I say something also beautiful today. Tyler, the creator, is an amazing dude, because he made his audience boo him so he could humble himself real quick. I like it. I love a humble soul. I try to be humble. I'm crazy, but I'm humble. Like, I don't... All right, whatever. Anyway, but both of them are on the screen right now, so you should be able to see it. But let me get back to... Well, baby, it's in the description. You can just click the website, and you don't need a pen. You could just click the website and it'll take you straight over there. I promise you. Let me tell y'all something real quick while the website is on here before I get to the things that I say before I leave out of here. The website leads to all things ambitiously. If you want the app, you could go to the website. I didn't say that today, but I'm going to say it right now. If you want the app, you could go to the website. You want to listen to the radio station, you could go to the website. You want to hear more of the podcast, you want to just download and listen, you could go to the website. You want to check our YouTube page, you could go to the website. You want to send us a message, you could go to the website. It will lead you to all things. That website is the path to all things ambitiouslyent.com. And stay on the lookout because I'm still working on Rukasey's page because he needs one over there. He is our house DJ, if you don't know. And so you need to know these things. the website, it leads to all things. So you want to go over to the website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. You don't even take much. I made that the way I made it, so it wouldn't take much for you to get over there. www.ambitiouslyent.com. It's in the description below. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching on Facebook, it's above. It's in the description. Trust me. I would not guide you wrong, baby. I would not. It's there. But anyway. Yeah. So it's time for me to say the things that I say when I'm about to break out of this place. I got to break my Harley, my girl's Harley out. I got five of them, five Harleys. I got to break them out of prison. So tomorrow, I got to be on my day. That was the year for tomorrow, too, by the way, while we're getting into it. But first things first, the first thing I'm going to tell you is this. Mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business. Except for on meeting Mondays where I'm telling everybody's business because I'm nosy like that. I am. I'm nosy and I'm telling everybody's business. I don't care. Okay, 19. I thought it was 1997. Simon, I'm not dropping the link. I'm about to get out of here. Hit me up and we will talk about why I should drop the link. I don't just drop the link. It's not how we get down over here. But anyway, 1997. Doc said, I knew I felt like it was like, I better win tomorrow. I feel some kind of way if I don't win tomorrow. But anyway, tomorrow's, so except for Media Mondays, where I tell everybody's business, you shouldn't be in the news and I wouldn't have business to tell. I wouldn't. So that's that. The tap in, I don't feel like tomorrow's show I'm going to be telling anybody's business because we are reflecting back to our youthful years. You know, we back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Oh, I remember way back when. Okay. Anyway, so but sometimes I do tell people's business by accident. I don't mean to. And then on Wet and Wire, it used to be Wet and Wire, but we haven't been wet in a long time, so we changed it to the Wiretap. For when we have these conversations, eventually we'll get back to Wet and Wire. But he said, I remember way back. That was the joint, y'all. I remember way back when. Everybody say, I remember way back. That was my joint. Anyway, but on the Wiretap, I'm definitely telling because I'm going through these court cases. We got a few more. We got to finish up the dream. We got to start on Kanye West. He got a couple of them. Calling people slave. What is wrong with you, Kanye? Diddy got more, so we got to go through his case. So that's what we do on the Wiretap, okay? But other than that, mind your business. It's a safer way to live your life. I'm just saying. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Tell your babies that they are, boo-boo, the greatest of all time. They need that encouragement. They need it. That's your job. You're a parent. You don't have no other job but to tell them that they're the greatest of all times. Encourage them babies, love them babies, hug them babies. Tell them they need that love. If they want to work for NASA, this telescope is my best friend. If they want to work for NASA, I got to take a picture. I keep forgetting. If they want to work, that's because so much going on. But if they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, secretary, janitor, or whatever the hell else they do over at NASA. It's space. We know that it's space and they deal in space. It's just, Simon, we're going to have to talk, baby. We're going to have to understand this. We're going to get to you in a minute. I got to finish this. But that's what you should be doing. Encouraging them to be great. If they want to work for NASCAR, this is very important. Hear this out. They want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, engineer, because I know they got engineers over there too. Tell them. And here's the thing. I rock with NASCAR because they got a need for speed. And at one point in time in our lives, well, in their lives and in the NASCAR in my life, they had a love for muscle cars. And your girl right here will forever love a muscle car. I will not stop. It is what it is. Now, I'm about to tell y'all something. Now, hold on. I got to get in my right. Oh, I gotta get my right mojo for this. Stay in your lane. My lane is not your lane. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. You jump in my lane, you're gonna get this bitch, and you do not want her. Trust me. You don't want her. Leave that bitch over there in the pride, eating her gazelle and feeding her cub. Don't fuck with her. Don't push the glass. Don't break the glass and don't push the button, because when you do that, the cage opens and this bitch come running out. Leave her the fuck alone. And when she, when the beast comes out, then comes the Harleys. You don't want them. I got five of them. You don't want them. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. And especially her. Hey, you big fucking purr, bitches. Hey, you big fucking purr. Yeah, Doc. Give it to me. Hey, you big fucking purr, bitches. You don't want that first one, though. You don't want her at all. She's a whole bitch. I'm sorry. I know what she is. I'm trying to school you to what she is. You don't want her at all. And what usually happens when people jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? Not me. I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your fucking lane. Which segues to my next point. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. And if you jump into my lane, then you probably chose the wrong fucking battle. So pick and choose wisely. And the battle is so small and minute. Live the fight another day to win the war. That's the whole point. And Mobb Deep Ben told y'all, there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They also said you can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. I'm going to stop right there because y'all know I will do the whole fucking song. I'm not doing that. Pick and choose your battles wisely. J. Cole, listen to me. Smart young man. Smart young man. He knew that wasn't his battle. So he got out of it. But y'all made fun of him because y'all thought, whatever. Leave J. Cole alone. All right, he was smart. That's not his battle. It's not. So worry about the war. Fuck the battles. And I'm going to read the last few comments in a minute. Just give me a minute, all right? Be who you're supposed to be. Don't worry about being what nobody else tells you to be. Don't worry about doing what nobody else tells you you're supposed to do. Just be who the fuck you're supposed to be. Lizzo told, well, I told Lizzo and she listened to. Yeah, worry about who you are. And this is here's the real truth of the matter. Even if you're a twin, you still come in this world by yourself. You just come separately from your sibling at separate times. You feel me? When you die, you're going to die by yourself. So worry about identifying who you are and being who you're supposed to be. And don't worry about nobody else. Because you're going to be unhappy and they're going to be still not happy. So just worry about being who you are. All right, let me say something. All right, so Simon said, you know, because I don't want to skip these comments. You love me. Oh, thanks, Simon. I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. That is all sexy. Well, thanks. I appreciate that too. Like, it is what it is. But yeah, I try to leave y'all with encouraging words. I try not to leave y'all with some craziness. Nah, these words are meant to guide you in the right direction. That's all. Facts. All right, it is what it is. But I try to guide y'all in the right direction. I don't want y'all out here just living recklessly. And by the way, I forgot to say, Mobb Deep was very young when they quoted them words. He was so intelligent. Yeah, but it is what it is. Y'all, I gotta get up out of here. Simon, go to www.ambitiouslyent.com. Go in the description above, YouTube, so below. Subscribe to the YouTube channel so I can speak to you more often, and maybe I could let you on here. I don't know. We're going to talk about it. All right, we're going to talk about it. But with that being, we're going to talk about it. And, you know, I got my peoples, they vetting you already, because we tight on this type of dropping a link thing. We don't. Because people are weirdos. Hold on. All right, babe. I see you. But we just don't play that shit around here because people are weirdos and they keep trying to show me their tanker wankers like I want to see it. I don't want to see it. Thank you. I've seen enough to say know what they look like. All right. Okay. But anyway, I love y'all. Stay out of trouble. Doc, thank you, baby. I got your email. And I'm put it together tomorrow in the daytime while we're getting prepared for the evening. Thank you for always holding me down, Doc. I appreciate you. Rock, thank you for always holding me down too, boo. I want my tacos tomorrow, though. I'm not playing with you. And welcome, Simon. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. But anyway, I got to get up out of here. I love y'all and good night. Bye-bye. Hip hop, hip you out. Bye.
Oh.